The opening verse by Master Xuan Huang, reversing the light within to shine within. Wei Guang Fan Zhao. So those who know Mandarin, you will understand easily. Avalokiteshvara vowed to enlighten all the sentient beings. Thus he is a bodhisattva. His mind is thus unmoving, Ru Ru Puto, a superior one at peace, with total understanding of the ever shining. He is the host and the master. So the ever shining is your self nature, your true nature, your eternal nature, or your Buddha nature. So he is the host and master. Then I will read on. The first line of the above verse is very important. We have, most of the time, our mind dwell outside, chase after external sense experience. The external appearances that created the phenomenal world of ours. This is also the reason why the Buddha said under Dhammapada verses 1 and 2, that our mind is the forerunner of all things, and mind is chief. Everything arises when the mind arises. So this one refers to the mundane mind. In order to understand what is going on, we need to return the mind to abide within so that we can be aware of what is going on within our mind. This is reversing the light to shine within. Wei Guang Fan Zhao. Only then can we be aware of our content of consciousness within our mind. That is how our mind are stirred by external and conditioned into clinging and grasping after external created by mind. We are our own self-delusion and mental aggregates of feeling, vedana, sanya, perception, sankara, mental activity, mental states, and vijnana, mental consciousness. You will start to understand how thoughts and feeling arises in your mind. With every moment of sense or consciousness, and how they condition each other, how thought, if it's conditioning, views and opinion, condition your feeling, and how this feeling becomes craving, emotion, to condition your suffering, your subsequent wrong thought and wrong thinking, leading to all the suffering. All this, if you are not careful or heedful or mindful, if you have not developed the wisdom or initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, to enable you to see things as they are, clinging and grasping will continue to arise, and dukkha or suffering will be the end result. That's why without wisdom, you cannot free, you cannot liberate your mind. So meditation is to have the silent mind, the inner awareness, the mind, to see all these things, to see how you function as a living being, to see and understand clearly who are you, what are you, despite your formal mind, the two aspects. All this you will understand. From first principle, yeah, you see them happening inside your formal mind. It's not about theory anymore. It's not about knowledge anymore. You don't have to remember anything. You don't have to memorize anything. Everything is just the way it is, can be investigated into, can be realized, each by themselves. Okay, the next verse. With total understanding of the ever shining, he is host and master. This one is very beautiful. So this word, total understanding of the ever shining. You remember, Ingbi transcribed that very short stretch of the last Sunday's sharing about that self nature, about how you must train your mind to be aware, silent, ever mindful, to realize or illuminate that self nature until it's very, very clear. So this, they can go and refer to the notes because it's there. So this one I will explain. You listen attentively. The word host is synonymous to the owner or innkeeper. Because like you hold a house warming or house party or gathering, You are the host, isn't it? Because you are the owner of the house. Then the ever-shining is your Buddha nature. Imagine one cell as a hotel with six rooms. The six sense bases are like your six hotel rooms. And the sense data or external form are like the guests of your mind, like a hotel guest that come in and stay in your room. For example, the guests of your seeing consciousness are color, shape, and form. Vibration like sound, music, noise, etc. are guests of your hearing consciousness. The guests of your mind are not like human beings. Yes, they cannot talk or complain. So it is a lot easier to manage this hotel if one is not deluded. I qualify it. If one is not deluded. The host is always there to receive guests. So who is the host? The ever-shining, the ever-mindful inside them. That's why you are always there to receive them. The guests of the mind, what do? They come and they go. Hence, they are impermanent. Not intrinsic. It's not within, part of your self-nature. That's why they are dependent, originating, external. My daughter say, you are not careful, the guests become permanent resident and take over your room and make you more and more deluded. So this hotel, the host is always there to receive the guests. The guests of the mind, they come and go, hence they are impermanent. As guests, they are here to stay for a while only. And most of the time, they stay for a split second only. But because of your delusion, you cling on to them as memories and give them meaning so that they can stay for a longer period of time, thereby causing you all the misery and suffering. That's why you attach, you cling, and you deposited them into your memory, your scars of memory, your fear, your phobia, everything you deposit and they call accumulate into your brain. That's why Mahayana use the word accumulation. It is the cause of suffering, which is very good. So at times leading to depression, because you accumulate all this, cling onto all this, and you cannot understand that you are the host. If the mundane mind can reverse the light and shine within, then it can stay aware inside and see clearly how peaceful he is. Then he just allow them to come and go. We are perceiving them with wholesomeness and wisdom or right view, and also how he suffer and become miserable when he perceives them with negativity, via his own self-delusion and wrong view of superiority. To grasp and cling onto them, we are wasting or we are wanting things his way or their way. This will enable him to develop the wisdom to understand that if he, the host, does not attach, cling, or react, then he is always peaceful and is not disturbed by the guests of the mind. Then life is wonderful and meaningful, and the guests of the mind can also be quite fun at times. This is what life is all about. So you know you have a form of mind, and this form of mind follow nature's law. Do you understand? The senses with the consciousness trapped inside, upon contact, the respective sense consciousness arrive. You only need to understand that. Then don't input the wrong content of consciousness through your wrong view. Your wrong view, your opinion, views, opinion, and conditioning. Your phobia, your insecurity. Don't. That's why act with wisdom. When you have right view, you will input the appropriate right thought, right speech, right action. Then noble eightfold path take over. That's what life is all about. Then life becomes wonderful. That's why act with wisdom. Don't act according to memory, which are all of your views, opinion, and conditioning. You're wrong view. Without wisdom, you cannot act. It will lead to wrong action, wrong speech, wrong thought. You will suffer. So this is what the Dhamma is all about, and it's so beautiful. So that poem, actually, Xuan Hua wrote, he didn't explain. But because I understand and I can explain and I make it so beautiful for you all to understand, that's why you must read through this chapter. This chapter is very beautiful. And then we go on, 2.2. Important notes. Host. The host is always there to stay, but guests, they come and go. Always remember this. Then, second very important point is, you hold, each and every one of us hold the key to our own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy depend entirely on our own choice. Then why are you not happy? If we choose to be happy, then no one can make us unhappy unless we ourselves, through self-delusion, allow ourselves to be unhappy or via our own self-delusion. So this one is obvious, Thought is like money, and money is neither good or bad or evil, because good and evil depend on the user of money. If the user of money or thought is evil, then money and thought will also become evil. If user of thought has wisdom, then thought becomes right thought, wholesome thought. So the user of thought is the most important. Hence, do strive on with heedfulness to develop the right view, the wisdom, the yoniso manasikara, more and more. This is how you transform. This is what meditation is all about. Not all the fantastic meditation experience. No point. Those are not meditation. Those are psychic ability. Energy field and all those things. No point.